Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Angels, and Happy New Year. I think our New Year's Eve is tomorrow night, and I wanted to do a quick show, because we're going to do a lot more with this over the next few weeks, too, as well. But every New Year's, okay, like 2013, 2015, 1900, whatever year we have, there is always an angel, an archangel, and or an ascended master that really is the guardian of that year, okay? A guardian is a better word, I think I put overseer, but the guardian of that year. And so this year it's all about birth and rebirth and also death of the old and birth of the new. And, you know, some call it the ascension process, some call it, I prefer to think of it as the ascension process, too, as well, because, you know, our planet's shifting to a whole new level of understanding and learning. Things come a lot easier for us, you know, but the old has to die before the new can come in, okay? So who helps us with that? Let me give you an idea. I got this in meditation for the past few days, and I was like, okay, I'm going to share this with them. I was actually going to do the show on something else, and then I got really pushed to do it on this. So Archangel Azrael is the angel of death and the angel of rebirth. If you guys have done readings with me or yearly readings, you know, I've talked about him before with some of you. Some of you, you know, this is the first time you've heard of him. But he is the angel of death, and then he brings the new in, right? So it's kind of like if you buy new clothes, you got to get rid of the old clothes. Wouldn't that be great to buy new clothes, though, right? Get rid of the old clothes so you can put the new ones in your closet. So this is really what he does. And he says, okay, to get rid of the old, how do you do that? Well, prayer, meditation, doing some sort of spiritual work. You work with angel coaches or other angel coaches and other things. But what he says is just pray to keep your spirit in, you know, the connection with God, your higher power, however you see that, your angels, with me. And he said, just keep that with all of us. And he goes, I'm going to help you. Because it's not only about the whole year and about everybody, it's about each of us individually taking stock of who we are and what we want to create in this new year. Do we want to build a great life in every area, you know, prosperity and love and career and life choices, health, whatever? He goes, then, you know, get rid of the old. The old habits got to die out, right, or go away. Just say, hey, take this, you know, if you want more abundance in every area, take the old out, take the old way of thinking so that it can have a new way of thinking. And imagine if we all do that, right, and we all do that person by person, city by city, state by state, country by country, and, you know, the whole world does that, then that's where we really move to a higher level, a higher awareness, okay? And that's really, really important. The other one that's here, too, as well, is there is an Ascended Master, and Saint Germain wears purple, but he is also really has done a lot with the Ascension process for all of us. In the past and in the right now, and will continue to do so, and with the violet flame, because with the violet flame, you get rid of all the negative energy and bring in the positive. So ask for his help, I think, too, as well, to, you know, for you. And when you're asking for yourself, you know, make sure you include your friends, your neighbors, and everybody who is ready to accept prosperity and ready to change an old way of thinking to a new way of thinking to for that to happen, okay? So, and what I always do is Archangel Azrael likes white or blue candles. I light a candle and say a prayer. I also say a prayer to God and Jesus and spirit. And you know, if that's what you believe in, some people believe in Buddha. It doesn't really matter what you call God, your higher power, or higher part of yourself. And that's what I do. And then you can also do that with, light a purple one for Saint Germain, because he is amazing and wonderful, and will help you too with the violet flame, and ask him to help you and your neighbors and your friends and your family to get rid of the old so you can bring in the new. And that's what he'll do, okay? And what does that look like for you on a daily basis? Well, you're going to start feeling old habits die off, right? Maybe, for example, it's like when you want to lose weight or you want to exercise, which is the number one thing that most people want to do in the New Year's is lose weight and start exercising, right? So if you ask Archangel Azrael, you have to get rid of the old and bring in the new, and you ask Saint Germain to do the same thing. You ask God, your higher power, whoever you believe in, to help you with that. Not only you, but, you know, your whole everyone, then that's going to happen quicker for you. And then we all start having a higher awareness, start having a lot more prosperity and love and career and in your bank account and abundance. And this year is the year to do that because we're all ascending to a new level, okay? And if we choose not to, we don't have to. You know, if being miserable works for you, or if you don't want to do that, that's okay because you don't have to. All right, but most of us are really looking to do that and to create a great life. And if we don't only do it for ourselves, but we think about our friends and our family and do it for them too as well, or ask for a prayer for them, or, you know, that they can make a conscious choice, then that's a good thing, okay? So, like I said, light a white or a blue candle for Azrael, okay? He is the angel of death and also rebirth. Our Ascended Master, Saint Germain, he has a violet flame, which helps is great cleansing. You know, to say, hey, can you help me with my own life and others too are willing and would like to sing for their life. And have a conscious awareness, not only for yourself, but others as well. Then what the new 2015 will start out wonderful and great for you and as well as for everybody else. And light a purple one from him for Saint Germain because he wears purple. That's how I see him. So love to know how you guys see Saint Germain too as well. So, but that's something that you can do right now tonight or start tomorrow. It's also Mercury retrograde, so it's a time for reflection. Don't make any great big choices now. Just meditate and pray and find out what your next step is. Anything fast. You can take your time. Okay, and that's the most important thing. Don't rush. Take your time. Really make a awareness, you know, be mindful and meditate and breathing and exercising and taking time for yourself in the morning, whether it's 5 minutes or 30 minutes. That time is just yours and important, okay? And, you know, sometimes it's, have you ever had negative energy? Ask God to help you. Say, hey, take away these negative energies so I can be positive. I don't know if you guys are like that, but sometimes that can really plague people. You know, it's plagued me before, right? You know, it's like, hey, I need some help here because and how can you change your energy? Really think about things you're grateful for. So I hope that may help you. The other day I was really stressed, bummed out about something. I said, let me think about what I'm grateful for. And then preaching was on a whole different level of thinking, okay? So it's okay to get negative, but you don't want to stay there. You know, I told a friend of mine yesterday, I go, listen, you feel like you're not going to make it, and that's okay. And I just stayed there for a couple hours and then think, you know, and said, then go to your office and do this. She called me and said, you know what, talking to those angels, talking to God really helped me. And she said, I'm much better. I said, great. And so that's what all of us can do for each individual part of us. We can ask and say the prayers and the mantras. Just say, Azrael, thank you for helping me get rid of all the negative things about my life, you know, and thank you for bringing me the positive in my life, the new things that I like to be and to achieve. You know what I mean? And that's all you have to do. And you can say thank you, and you may want to list them out. Thank you for helping me stop eating, stop drinking, stop being negative, you know, and thank you for bringing positive energy in for me. And Azrael will do that, okay? And then light a candle, okay? Remember, white or blue. And then also with Saint Germain, say, Saint Germain, thank you for using that violet flame to help me be more aware and conscious and mindful of what I like to create. And thank you for helping me get rid of the negative so I can bring in the positive. And just do that. And you may want to list behaviors you want to let go, and you may want to list the behaviors you want to bring in. And that's all you have to do, you guys. So I hope that helps. But these two, Archangel Azrael and Saint Germain, are two of the two angels that are the guardians of 2015. And what a great year it is. I'm going to do a yearly reading, what's expected, you know, for a nation and for the country and for worldwide reading, and that's what I usually do. And we've got other people that are going to do that. January is the year of ascension, or the, you know, or the month of ascension, and how do we change it? You know, how do we change certain things so that we can create a great year, not only for us, but for everybody, and what's going to happen. So every month we're going to have speakers and topics that will relate to that month. For example, for February, it's about love, right? At Valentine's Day. So it's about self-love, love for your friends, love for your family, and love for the special one. So we'll have people on that are going to really share with us how we can do that. I have a person that is into aromatherapy, and so she's going to be a speaker next week. If you don't want to miss it, she's going to talk about how you can bring in some great stuff, money, prosperity in every area of your life using aromatherapy, as well as your power of intention. Okay, and what is your intention? That's the gas pedal that you say, okay, I'd like to create great love, and you use aromatherapy, you use angels, you use God, you use Jesus, you use Buddha, whoever you use to help you create that. So she's going to talk to us about aromatherapy and how we can use it for money, for love, for everything. So I'm super excited about that. And we have Victoria, who's got some gifts of prophecy that she wants to share. Remember her. She's done some great things, and what she feels is going to happen for 2015. So you don't want to miss that. That's in the next week to 2 weeks. No, the next week and a half, sorry. And so we've got some, as I said, some great speakers coming on to share with us about how we can move to a whole new level, ascend to a new level, have a higher awareness, and not only us, but our friends and family as well. Wouldn't it be great to go to the fourth, fifth, or sixth dimension and bring everybody with us? How cool is that? So, if I'm also doing yearly readings, and this is the last week I'm going to do them. So I'm going to stop next week. I think what I'll do is do it before, till next Thursday or Friday. I'll let you guys know. So if you'd like to have a yearly reading, it's really powerful, and I'm only going to do them, you know, for another week, and I've been doing for the past 2 months. So just know that if you want to make an appointment with me, email me, Tari@angelcoaches.org, or call me at 954-636-9401. So other way you can get in touch with me, or Facebook, me, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and like our page if you haven't already. So couple awareness. I thought I'd give you guys this message from the angels. When I focus on positive energy, I'm aware that I attract more of it. So when you focus on positive energy, we all are aware and attract more of it. So wouldn't it be great to see that in your bank account, to see that in your love life, to see that in your health, to see that in every area, okay? And we've got some cool things that's going on. I've got a couple new sponsors, so I'm super excited about that. One's got a dating site that attracts a lot of great people. And so I'll talk about that in the next couple of days or so. So, and that you can check it out if you're young and you're single, or you're old and you're single, or you're middle-aged and single. We've got somebody for everybody on here. Okay, so that's in the next week or so. So anyway, thank you guys. I hope you have a happy New Year. Yearly reading for the country, for the state, for the world will be going on, and then I think on Thursday I'm going to double check that. So. And that's given by me. I did one last year, and I do one every year. And then we've got some more people that are going to give you some wonderful things that are going to be happening in our country, some challenges to look out for, and how to be more mindful and to make a difference yourself for not only you, but everyone around you, okay? And I think it says this in the Bible, love thy neighbor. Wouldn't that be great to help your neighbor get prosperity by you being prosperous, okay? All right, everybody, have a great now. I wanted to make this a real quick call. Take care of yourself tomorrow. It's New Year's Eve. So whether you're driving, whether you're staying, whether you're at home or with friends and family, be safe, be careful, and have fun. And just at midnight, if we all just say, hey, I wish prosperity for everybody and ascension for everyone that is ready for it, that is a powerful thing. So I make a promise, I'm going to do that at midnight. And if you don't say, well, Tree, don't stay awake at midnight, then do that before you go to bed, okay? Just make a conscious thought, not only for yourself, but for everybody. And that's a powerful energy. It takes 10,000 positive thoughts to erase one negative one, okay? So imagine what we can do as a group if we're doing that for ourselves and for each other and for the whole world, okay? Take care, Happy New Year, and I will see you Thursday. Bye, everybody.